Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Whispering Woods podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And today we are on episode number 15.
Yeah.
And what's the episode about?
Haunted houses.
Yeah. And it's also, I did it again, yeah. And it's also Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas to all those who celebrate. Right. First of all, we have a shout out. You're going to do this one, Toby.
Okay. Shout out to Sorsha and Fig the Mini Schnauzer. And yes, we will definitely do an episode on haunted dolls. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for your message. And also, I'd like to say that Sorsha, I hope we do pronounce that correctly, she's only 5 and a half. How sweet. She listens to episodes with her mum in the kitchen while they're cutting carrots and making dinner. So sweet. I've got a review to read. And this is from Missing Pages. What a wonderful podcast. Creepy stories and folklore narrated by a lovely and a bit creepy mum to a sweet and spooky son. Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you so much for taking the time to write the review. I keep saying it, I know, but they really do mean a lot and they keep us going with the podcast. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right. So are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
This is the first time I'm posting anything online about this. I'm a 31-year-old woman, married, and recently moved back in with my parents due to moving back to the town I grew up. My husband and I are taking our time looking for our own place, due to wanting something nice in the area, and that is usually hard to find. This story takes place in my parents' house, starting back 10 years ago. A description of the house for a bit of context. It's a two-story brick stone house in city limits, but still surrounded by nothing but woods. You have to go through a garage that leads into the kitchen, with the first bedroom to your left. Past the kitchen is the main living room, and to the right is the hall that is very open. In this area, you will find the main dining room and second living area, but if you continue straight, you will see the staircase to your left, and even further straight is my parents' bedroom and the bathroom. Going up the stairs, you will come to the third living area. Yes, this is a huge house, with two sets of French doors side by side that lead to the outside balcony. Going straight, there's a sharp left that leads you to the other three bedrooms and two bathrooms. This is where the story takes place. The first time I stepped foot into this house, it immediately felt off, like something just wasn't right. I felt a presence, but I didn't know what or who it was. I brushed it off, thinking I was just reading too much into it. I continued to feel this for the next couple of years, and because of this, I didn't much enjoy visiting them. My parents liked to gamble a lot back then, so they would ask me to babysit my baby brother and sister one day on the weekend. My boyfriend, now husband, loved them, so he would always babysit with me. The first few times, I really didn't pay attention to the feeling I would get, because we would be busy playing or eating with the kids. After that, things kind of chilled out, and we would end up watching movies until it was time for us to go to bed. Now, my husband is a freak of nature. It's like he falls asleep the second his eyes are closed. Me, on the other hand, it takes me forever to get comfortable enough to wind down my mind. I also don't sleep well, even when I do finally get to sleep. This night was the first time I saw and heard something in this brand new house. In this room, the bed is facing the doorway, but not directly in front of it. With the double doors open, you can see the front of the staircase and all the way down the hallway, as long as the light is on, that is. This night, only one of the hallway lights were on. I was laying in bed with the TV on, but the volume down low, so I could hear if one of the kids called me. I was almost asleep when I heard one of my siblings coming down the stairs. I open my eyes a bit and wait for them to get to the bottom, but they never do. I don't think anything of it, close my eyes and begin to drift off again. A few minutes later, I hear it again, so I open my eyes and wait, but again they never get to the bottom. This time, I sit up and listen, a bit spooked, but nothing I cannot handle. I get a bit nervous, but still I go and check to see if they are there, and maybe they're scared to come all the way down or something. No one is there. Confused and thinking I must be dreaming it up, I go back to bed, this time closing one of the double doors. It was a few hours later, around 2:30 a.m, when I feel like someone is very near me, as if they are standing next to the bed, right in front of me. Usually, when I open my eyes, I would see the green glow of the alarm clock on the bedside table. But this time, I saw nothing. It was pitch black. I couldn't even see the hallway light on, and the TV had turned off on its own. I felt like I couldn't move. I was awake now and scared to my bones. I was finally able to call out my husband's name loud enough to wake him. He reached over and turned on the light. And right then, the scared feeling went away and I was able to move. I freaked out and started crying. I couldn't begin to explain to him what had happened, because even if I had, he didn't believe in those things. So I told him I was having a nightmare and asked him to go check on the kids. When he came back, he said the kids were fine and got back in bed. With the light on, I was able to fall back to sleep, but it took me forever. The next day, I told my mum about what had happened, and that's when she told me. She had been hearing footsteps on the stairs at night, and even saw someone standing by the door at times. She didn't tell anyone because she didn't want to scare the kids. This is when she told me what she had done. She wanted to know what was going on in her house, so she went and bought a voice recorder. One day, she decided to use it and went upstairs while everyone was gone. She asked your typical questions of, "Who is here? What do you want and why are you here?" And then said, "You have passed away and need to go into the light. You are not welcome here." The next day, she decided to leave the recorder in one of the bedrooms upstairs. It was recording for about 4 hours while she was running errands. I asked if she had checked it, and to my surprise, she said she was too afraid to listen to it alone. I wanted to listen to it. Off we went to the computer and began listening to it after it was uploaded. During the 4 hours she was gone, you could hear something clicking or tapping. Sounds of a drawer opening and closing, but we weren't for sure. Then we listened to the part where she was asking questions. Now you could hear a sound that resembled a fan or maybe static throughout the whole thing, so some sounds were indistinguishable. But the one sound we did hear chilled us to the core. When she asked, "What do you want?" it gave us an answer. I'm changing my brother's name for this. The answer was, Jamie. It didn't answer any other questions except for that one. I cried immediately. He wasn't having night terrors for no reason. Something was there for him every night. We soon asked a friend to cleanse the house. For a long time, everything has been okay. My brother stopped having night terrors. My mum was able to sleep comfortably and all was good again. Until now. I've been living in the house for a month and a half. For the last 3 weeks, I've been seeing things everywhere, especially when I'm alone. Because of this, I won't stay alone anymore. I get this strong feeling of being watched, and I had the feeling of someone pulling on my blanket at night. I think it's time for another cleanse. Oh, and just for your information, I am the third generation on my mother's side of the family that is able to see spirits. My dad's side of the family has, in the past, before I was born, practiced black magic. I don't like speaking to them, and I won't dabble in any of that spiritual stuff most people do. I stay as far away from it as possible, and I recommend you do too. Even if you are careful, these spirits can haunt for a long time, even after you are gone. Do you know what EVP is?
No, what is it?
Electric voice phenomena. So people make recordings, yeah. Ask questions.
And then listen back.
Yeah.
We've used one.
Yeah, that's EVP.
Yeah.
We had an experience actually when we all went on a big ghost hunt. Can you remember?
Yeah, in the woods.
In the woods. We were at this place where purportedly you can hear a hunting whistle. Now, I didn't really know what a hunting whistle was, but I did find out. We'd previously been up to this same place, me and Rog, and we heard it. It's really uncanny. So we all went up, a big group of us. It was just before last Halloween, wasn't it? Mm. So we were allowed out.
Nah, not just before last Halloween.
Wasn't it?
Nah, it was one like...
the one before. Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
I didn't go with you much.
No, you. But we all went in the big group, didn't we? Yeah, and Auntie Becky came and Maisie and Maisie and, and Molly. And yeah, we heard it again, didn't we? We did some.
And we heard horns as well.
Yeah, but I think they were. I think Auntie Becky.
Yeah, Auntie Becky got scared and she thought they were like some one of they. Because there were stories about it, the place in it. Because it was like olden times, there was a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. And wasn't somebody like a horseman. And he's a half horse or something. And then apparently he blew a horn or something.
Supposedly people see a headless horseman there.
Yeah.
And he blows a hunting whistle, and we did hear something that sounded like a hunting whistle. But when I went up with Rog, and obviously because it was just me and him, it really frightened me. We walked past this certain bush, and I was like, "What's that noise?" And Rog said, "That's a hunting whistle." And because I'd not heard, I didn't know what to expect, and it was just really strange. And I got really quite freaked out. And
what is that woods called again?
Priors. I can't quite remember, but I will research it and put a link in the podcast description for people to have a look. Getting back to EVP, imagine that you heard it saying that it was after your brother or something, your sister.
I'd say, what's he done?
It's horrible.
What's he done with the spirits?
I'd be moving. I'd be out of here. But it does remind me of actually talking about brothers and sisters and siblings. I told you this the other day, but I'm going to say it again. One night, Auntie Becky had to share a room with me whilst her bedroom was being decorated. And in my sleep, I apparently sat bolt upright in my bed, looked at her and said, "I'm going to kill you." And then led down again. And she slept with one eye open for the rest of the time that she shared her bedroom. Yeah, and I was still asleep as well. I didn't remember anything about it, but yeah, she certainly does. Right, are you ready for the second story? Now, we've only got two today, so this is the final story.
Yes, I am.
This happened in 2011 when I was 7. I'm a girl, now 14, and I just talked to my mother about this incident and decided to share it. So, I lived with my grandmother, father, mother, and two dogs quite far from any town. The house was big, so I usually play hide and seek with my mum a lot. I don't remember which month it was, so my mum filled me in on this. She said it was October during the holidays. This one particular day, my dad was out driving my grandma to the hospital and she had an appointment with the doctor, so I was left alone with my mum. After several rounds of hide and seek and watching a movie with my mum, it began to get dark outside and my dad still wasn't home. I've always been scared of potential home invasions, so I was paranoid all day because my dad wasn't with us. He made me feel very safe. Me and my mum decided to play Monopoly. Fast forward an hour. When I was 7, I thought I was very sly, so I kept stealing money from my mum's stash. Now that I look back, she was probably pretending not to see. As I was taking a $50 bill from her Monopoly cash, she said, "The power will soon go out." This left me completely puzzled, as I had no idea how she'd know this. But sure enough, it went out about 15 minutes later, and I started to panic, because as most little kids are, I'm scared of the dark. I later found out there was a power outage in my area because of a storm, and my mum was notified of it. She handed me this Nokia phone and let me play my favourite game on it, which at the time was Doom. She told me to go hide under the bed sheets if I'm scared, and that she'll be back soon. I asked where she's going, but she didn't answer. As she headed out the room, she locked the door. I laid under the sheets, killing some monsters on the game for what felt like hours, but was probably only 5 minutes. Footsteps were heard in the kitchen, which was next to the room I was in. So I took the sheets off my head and yelled out, "Mum!" Glad that she's back, because I was really scared, but no answer was heard. The footsteps didn't stop, so I yelled again, "Mum, can you come, please? Mum, can you please come? I'm scared." After I said that, the footsteps stopped completely. I got a sudden rush of adrenaline, so I held tight onto the phone and dashed out of the room to the kitchen, which was empty. I was left puzzled, but didn't wait for long, as I ran to the door, unlocked it, as there's keys on the inside too, and ran to the corridor. All right, so the corridor has four doors on the right side, one at the very back, which I was never allowed to go in. I later learned that the room was where my great-grandma died, and no one touched it ever since. It also had stairs next to it, leading to the second floor, and one at the front, which led to the outside. The fourth door I came through was the closest to the outside door, so I quickly opened the outside door, ready to run out, but the rush of adrenaline was gone, and I got scared of the outside too. It was very dark, and I was barely able to see. My only choices were, 1, go back to the room I came from, 2, scream for my mother. I chose number 2, and started screaming for Mum over and over again. I guess I wasn't loud enough because there were no replies. I remember starting to sweat and panic, different scenarios playing through my little head. Scenarios like a murderer killing my mum and coming for me next, or my mum leaving me forever. I know, stupid, but I was only 7 after all. I remember looking down at my feet and beginning to cry. More footsteps were heard, but this time behind me. I looked behind and saw a silhouette of a tall person. I'm assuming it's a male due to the body build, at the end of the hallway, standing in front of the door. I can't recall what he looked like because it was all black. I stared at him for about 15 seconds in pure terror. This got my adrenaline pumping again, and I ran out of the door, towards the outside toilet, only to be greeted by my mother, who looked worried as hell. After I told her what had happened through uncontrollable sobs, my dad was in the driveway, already parking his car. My granny was left at the hospital for some treatment. He searched the house, but no one was found, so my mum told me it was just my imagination. I know what I saw and heard. Fast forward 3 more years. I live in another house, and I randomly remembered about this incident and talked to my mum about it. She seemed quite hesitant about telling me this, but at the end I convinced her to tell me. What she said gave me chills. Apparently, when I was 4, I started to stare at one particular corner in the kitchen and laugh like crazy. My mum asked me what was so funny, and every time I'd point to the same corner, but never told her why it was funny. After a few months, the random giggles I let out when staring at the corner didn't stop. What made my mum lose it was the fact that I started speaking random German words that I'd never heard before. We have no relatives that are German or can speak German, and I wasn't introduced to technology at that age either. My mother knew it's German because she can actually speak a little, but never spoke it. She bribed me with candy to tell her how I learned to say the following words in German. It, help, chocolate, shower, and more. My response completely shocked her. I pointed to the same corner again and said, he taught me how. My mum kept her cool though. She asked me who I was talking about and I said, the man who likes to make me laugh.
Hello, mein Freund.
My mum asked me what he looked like, but I only said he looks like a shadow and that he's from Germany. When she asked where the man lived, I pointed to the second floor. This all made sense because I always hated the second floor and never went up there because I felt like I was being watched. My parents took it upon themselves to Google the history of the house, and sure enough, it was built by Germans. I don't remember any of this, but my mum kept on reassuring me it happened. My father says he remembers it too, but decided not to tell me until now. I talked to the German man in the corner up until 5 years of age. I'm pretty sure you can put 2 and 2 together, but if not, the man I saw when I was 7 was the same man I talked to when I was 4. Every time I go back to visit my grandma, I always feel uneasy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whoa!
Interesting, isn't it? That she could speak German, having not been taught it, and say certain words. That is freaky. Kids can see ghosts, though, can't they?
Some of them had like past lives. Imagine you have a new baby. They stand up in front of you and speak foreign language.
Well, there are cases of children knowing all about past lives, aren't there?
Yeah.
As they get older, it kind of fades off. We will cover that in
apparently
an
episode. Apparently, that's how like, you have deja vu or not.
Could be. When I was little, about 3, apparently I saw ghosts. Have I ever told you about this?
Nah, I don't think so.
Right, well, apparently I was sat down looking... I sat down on the floor and I looked up at the sky and I described seeing Roman chariots and like fighting and blood everywhere. And obviously I was 3, so I didn't really know anything about Roman chariots. But I relayed it to Nanny and they figured out what I was talking about in the sense of it was Romans. But yeah. How creepy is that? And I can just really vaguely remember it. But yeah, they were going across the sky. How do you explain that?
Yeah.
I'll explain it. Kids are freaky. It's like their mind is still open, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know, because it hasn't really been tainted by doubt and all the rest of the things that our brains get tainted with as we turn into adults. We're just more open and receptive.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we were staying at a friend's house and his house was apparently haunted and he had a cellar, which in the UK, they're not actually that common, are they, cellars?
Nah.
Like a basement, but the way you got to it was down a basically like a door that you pulled up on the floor and then it had steps down. And yeah, it was a really old house in sort of Brentry.
Yeah.
I'll point it out to you at some time. And yeah, it was meant to be haunted. Something was meant to be down in the cellar. And whatever it wasn't nice at all. And our friend, so we all slept over there one night because his dad was out. We were sort of, I don't know, 15, something like that. And yeah, we did hear. And he said that in the past, the door has sort of flapped open, closed on its own quite rapidly.
Mm.
And like we heard noises down there, but he might have been just winding us up. But we were frightened for sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to go and stay in a really creepy place, wouldn't you? Would you like to have us like go and stay?
Yeah, I'll go stay in that, I can't remember what it's called, a hotel in America.
Oh, right, which one?
Like something like Caesar Hotel or something.
Oh, I know the one you're on about. Yeah, where...
That lady, like...
Eliza.
She died there and she was in the water fountain on top.
Eliza Lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of serial killers actually
lived
there,
like Richard Rodriguez.
That place must have some really dark energy.
Yeah.
You know? I reckon it has. We've got one quite local, actually, which is the Ancient Ram Inn, and that's meant to be incredibly haunted.
Where?
It's local. I don't know if it's Wiltshire Way, but we will do an episode on that for sure.
Yeah. So, there is one time down by Barrowgurney though. It wasn't at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in this woods part. So me, Milo, we were walking down there, and we were like, cause we were young, we were just like scaring each other in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we was like, oh yeah, cause there's this song called Daisy Bell, and then it got scared. We got really scared of it.
Daisy Bell?
Yeah.
What like, is it? Sing it.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer. It's not meant to be scary, but like TikTok.
Just the normal, yeah. Okay.
TikTok just made it scary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were scared of that. And then he was trying to tell me that like Daisy Bell was like a person, like a scary, like actual person.
Right.
And so, and we was walking like down. And I kid you not, we did see like just a random girl, like walking in. She had ginger hair. She looked a bit like Molly, but it obviously wasn't Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she was just walking through the woods just by herself, and like it could have been a random person, but it was scary, and we was like,
that is weird. What? How old?
I don't know.
Young or like
probably like young, yeah.
Well, not Molly's age, but younger or back Molly's age?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's not really the place that you'd think to see somebody, a girl on a rain, yeah. Young, walking. I mean, possibly, but I bet it creeped you right out, did it?
Yeah.
Did you run?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but we used to like make dens and that in there.
Mm.
We had a den under a bridge on a river.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's like when we was walking up and we saw it and we was like, nah. So we had sticks as well and like we're running off with our sticks. We're like trying to hide.
I can imagine. Nah.
Okay, well that brings us to the end of this episode. Please leave a like and follow us and let us know what you want to see. I mean, listen, hear.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. Yeah. Also, if you've got any true scary stories of your own, please email them over to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com and we will start sharing some on the show. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we will catch you again on New Year's Day.
Goodbye.
Take care, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.